Hello and welcome to this week's Hackney Post podcast, and we're here with a little roundup of the week's news. Starting with Chris Kay, what's on the front page of the paper this week, Chris?
Well, this week on Wednesday night, the Hackney Regulatory Committee approved a report saying that there should be a Hackney-wide drinking control zone, and it's going to go to Cabinet next Monday to be voted on, and it seems to be most likely that it will be passed.
That sounds fascinating, Chris. What does that involve then?
Basically, it means the police have got more powers to deal with drinkers. I mean, they don't have to have an excuse now to confiscate drinks, and if you don't obey that, even if you're, say, having a picnic in the park, they can just come up to you, ask you for your booze. If you refuse them that, then you'll be given a £50 on the spot fine, or they'll arrest you.
Are there a lot of problem drinkers in Hackney then?
There are a few, but no more than perhaps many other boroughs. I think police actually said areas like Shoreditch and Hoxton, problem areas on Friday, Saturday nights, obviously. But they said those areas already controlled drinking zones. And a lot of actually of the councillors themselves have said, well, it's not a big problem in our ward anyway. It's only one or two of the old boys who make a bit of a problem, and it's seasonal. So there's actually a fair bit of opposition to it as well.
Thanks very much, Chris. And I'll hand over to other reporter Ralph Miller. I hear anti-fascists have been active in Stoke Newington.
Yeah, there was a meeting last night, that being Wednesday night, and basically there's an active anti-fascist group called Hackney Unite in Hackney, and they've been asked to campaign, not in Hackney because there's not too much of a fascist problem in Hackney, but they're being asked to campaign in Barking and Dagenham, where the BNP could actually take control of the council and therefore be able to set the education system, be able to be in control of an enormous budget, which would really be a great boost for the BNP. So they've been asking activists in Hackney to phone up people in Barking and say, you know, are you going to vote? Don't vote for the BNP, basically, and trying to get people to come out and campaign against the BNP. So yeah, we've got a lovely picture of Nick Griffin on the website as well. So that's what's going on with the BNP.
Okay, and hasn't everyone's favourite Conservative David Cameron been knocking around the streets of Hackney this week, Marion?
Yeah, this has been quite a boom for us. We've had loads of hits off this. A couple of our intrepid reporters went down to see David Cameron give a campaign speech in a pub called the Village Underground, apparently, in Shoreditch. He was looking there, relaxed, with his sleeves rolled up, as you can see on the pictures on the website. And they were giving out Gordon Brown's porky pies for attendees, which is very witty, very clever. Well done, Conservatives, for that.
What's happening in the business world?
It's been a mixed bag this week. On one hand, we've had Pages of Hackney, a local bookshop, have been nominated for Independent Bookseller of the Year, which is great news. They're on the murder mile, so you know they've come a long way and done a lot for the area. And on the other hand, we've had someone come out from HBV Enterprise saying that a Hackney postcode is actually a bad thing for getting lending from banks. Apparently, they see the Hackney postcode and it's a push at a disadvantage for getting credit to start a business, which isn't great news. It's going to be brilliant. You should check it out on the website.
I will do. And Ralph, what features have we got?
Well, this week we've got a fantastic feature by Tom Jackson, who went around.
I've heard he's very good.
Yes.
The photo's quite good as well, actually.
Yeah, if you get a chance, have a look on the photo. Well, obviously you have a chance because you're on the website if you're listening to this. Just click on and have a look at Tom Jackson. He looks very authoritative, and I certainly wouldn't commit any crimes if I saw him.
I wouldn't have alcohol on me. I'd expect him to confiscate it or give me a hefty fine at least.
I went out on the beat in Shoreditch with the police, and I've written a lovely little feature about it, so check it out on this website that you're currently on.
And what's, just give us a little potted idea of what the feature's about, what happened.
It's basically just following the police as they patrol Hackney, well, Shoreditch Triangle, over an evening, mopping up after all the drunks and things like that. So it's an interesting, it's nice to see the other side of Hackney once in a while. Enough of that. Let's go over to Sue Bing-Chan, who has news of the sport.
Yeah, it's been a bumper week for sport too. Our main story is our interview with Jonathan Tahui by Mr. over there, Tom Jackson again. We managed to land an interview with him, which you can listen to in full on the website, where he basically signed a 2.5-year contract extension. He's still battling some fitness problems, but hopefully he's on the right track now. Otherwise, we also went down to a boxing event in aid of the Pedro Club, who tried to raise